You possess and have available to you virtually unlimited mental powers. The average person is unaware of these powers and fails to use them for goal attainment. That is why his or her results are only average. When you begin to tap into and unleash the power of your subconscious and superconscious minds, you will often achieve more in a year or two than the average person achieves in a lifetime. You will start moving more rapidly toward your goals than you can currently imagine. Your ability to visualize is perhaps the most powerful faculty that you possess. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. You are where you are and what you are today largely because of the mental pictures that you hold in your conscious mind at the present time. As you change your mental pictures on the inside, your world on the outside will begin to change to correspond to those pictures. Visualization activates the law of attraction, which draws into your life the people, circumstances, and resources that you need to achieve your goal. Visualization activates the law of correspondence, which says, as within, so without. As you change your mental pictures on the inside, your world on the outside, like a mirror, begins to change. Just as you become what you think about most of the time, you become what you visualize most of the time as well. Wayne Dyer says, you will see it when you believe it. Jim Cathcart says, the person you see is the person you will be. Dennis Waitley says that your mental images are your previews of your life's coming attractions. Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than facts. Napoleon Bonaparte said, imagination rules the world. And of course, Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The most common characteristic of leaders at all levels throughout the ages is that leaders have vision. This means that they can visualize and imagine an ideal future well in advance of it becoming a reality. Just as Walt Disney clearly saw a happy, clean, family-oriented amusement park many years before Disneyland was built, everything worthwhile in your life begins with a mental picture of some kind as well. As it happens, you are always visualizing something one way or another. Every time you think of something or someone, remember a past event, imagine an upcoming event, or even daydream while you're sitting or driving along, you are visualizing. It's essential that you learn to manage and control this visualizing capability of your mind and focus it like a laser beam in the direction of achieving the goals that are most important to you. Successful people are those who visualize the kind of success they want to enjoy in advance. Prior to every new experience, the successful person visualizes previous success experiences that are similar to the upcoming event. A successful salesperson will visualize and remember previous successful sales presentations. A successful trial lawyer will visualize and remember his performance in court during a previous successful trial. A successful doctor or surgeon will visualize and remember his or her successful treatment of a patient in the past. Unsuccessful people, on the other hand, also use visualization, but to their detriment. Unsuccessful people, prior to a new event, recall, reflect upon, and visualize their previous failure experiences. They think about the last time they failed or did poorly in this area, and they imagine failing again. As a result, when they go into the new experience, their subconscious minds have been pre-programmed for failure rather than for success. You always perform on the outside consistent with your self-image on the inside. Your self-image is made up of the mental pictures that you feed into your mind prior to any event. And the good news is that you have complete control over your mental pictures for good or for ill. You can choose to feed your mind with positive, exciting success images, or you can, by default, end up allowing yourself to be preoccupied by failure images. The choice is up to you. Almost everything that you have achieved in life or failed to achieve is the result of the use or misuse of visualization. If you look back, you will find that almost everything you visualized positively eventually came true for you. You visualized completing school, and you did it. You visualized getting your first car, and you got it. You visualized your first romance or relationship, and you met the right person. You visualized taking a trip, getting a job, finding an apartment, or purchasing certain clothes, and they all came true for you. You have been using the power of visualization continuously throughout your life. But the problem is that most people use visualization in a random and haphazard way, sometimes to help themselves and sometimes to hurt themselves. Your goal should be to take complete control of the visualization process and be sure that your mind and mental images are focused continually on the things that you want to have and the person that you want to be.